This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. David DeLayden and Sandra Merritt are the undercover investigators who exposed abortion industry sales and marketing of specimens. The plan they uncovered was not only to increase profits for abortion providers, like Planned Parenthood, but to get researchers hooked on cheap fetal specimens rather than develop better, more advanced specimens. Scholars at the Charlotte Lozier Institute cite recent work that shows glaring limitations in all current models for research, including fetal tissue. They call for a fivefold increase in fast-tracked grants so science can get busy answering those limitations, and they explain how huge cost savings are possible by following more rigorous and ethical research. Meanwhile, California's Supreme Court suspended criminal hearings against investigators DeLayden and Merritt after citing political bias and selective prosecution. This is Life News Radio.
The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
A ruling from a federal court of appeals in Pennsylvania permits cities like Philadelphia to exclude Catholic and other faith-based groups from providing adoption services, specifically because they hold certain religious and related sociological views about marriage and what exactly constitutes a family. Philadelphia shut down these Catholic and other Christian operators and then fell short in caring for children without these groups. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.